open fire.
Hit it.
And into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, May 1st, 2023. New month, new show rules or something. New show. We're going to try something different this month. We'll go over it in a minute. What are we going to talk about today? Oh, first, AI will kill us all. Then, why isn't this fucking illegal? Then, how do we deal with the fat people problem? Then, isn't this an example of late-stage capitalism? And for the finale, mega banking crisis. It's a show, okay, first. New show, new month, new way of, old way of doing things. We're gonna go back to doing the show 5 days a week and then not doing it 2 days a week randomly. That was what I was doing for a little while. I did every single day last month. Every single day last month, we did a show. I feel very accomplished. Achievement unlocked. Cool. Okay, now I'm gonna do. Now we're gonna do 5 days, 2 days off. But we'll do something different. Okay. What we're gonna do is, and we'll see. It's gonna be so fucking successful. It's gonna be so fucking successful to watch. Okay, this is what we're gonna do. Lou's gonna have a board game meetup once a week. Now for this month, that's this month's special thingy. So we'll have a board game meetup on Tabletop Simulator for whoever wants to do it, if anybody has it. If anybody is a member on Odyssey, I will buy you the fucking game. If you're on Steam, I will buy you the fucking game. Contact me with my email or something. We'll figure it out. I'll buy you the fucking game if you're a member on Odyssey, because I'm cool like that. And at 8 o'clock, Tomorrow will be the first day we do this. Why not? Fuck it. I'll spring it on you immediately. Preparation? What is that? Fuck that. Tomorrow will be the board game day. Probably have at least one person that'll come that doesn't even have to be involved. So, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Board games. And what game are we going to play?
Before this, there was Lord of the Rings, a cooperative game. And then this one came out and I said, wow. Oh, and by the way, somebody might be a traitor. And I was like, what? What? That was such a novel.
What? Somebody might be a traitor? What? There might be a traitor? What?
Really cool idea.
Very much.
And now it's been taken extreme. There's many people who like Battlestar Galactica better than this.
They stole it.
Stole it? Battlestar is amazing.
Well, we're going to talk about this game specifically. Here we go.
So here we have the vast expanse that is Shadows Over Kim.
Look at the vast fucking expanse of stuff. Wow.
You have your round table here, which is in the castle, which is being besieged by catapults here.
It's being besieged. We're in the castle being besieged.
Out here we have the tournament where you can fight the Black Knight. Over here, you are being attacked by the Picts and the Saxons on two different areas. Over here is the Excalibur area. Up here is where you must go and rescue Lancelot or fight dragons. And up here is the quest for the Holy Grail. There's a lot of things going on. And each player at the beginning of the game is going to choose from one of several knights that are included in the game. These knights are in various colors, and they come with a piece with their color, although for the purposes of my demonstration, I'll be using the painted miniatures that Days of Wonder has, which are really cool.
Everything
is really not painted in the game. My catapults were painted by somebody, so that's why. But there's catapults, there's swords. Each player is going to take one.
Everything is amazing. We'll play that. It'll be cool. So, that's what will be tomorrow. If anybody even comes, probably not. I don't care. I'll make it work. I'll publish that as the episode. It'll be fucking incredible. I'll make it incredible. I'll make whatever it turns out to be, it'll be fucking incredible. So, that's what'll happen. Let's get into the fucking show. I'm blabbering too much. Diogenes, it's the entry game. It can morph into Cthulhu-esque amazingness, trust me, but we have to start small. I have to start with very easy, small, easy games, okay? A very easy, simple game. It's very simple. Very simple. Go from there. First thread. AI will kill us all. Okay, we're going to talk about AI killing us all now, okay? After all that fun talk about humans interacting with each other and having fun and creating something great, we're going to talk about AI killing us all. So, we have the... look at this. Guys, look how far we've advanced. The technology. Holy shit, it's here. It's here, guys. Man. Imagine when we start to get AI tech that really is like substantial. Like if you had a bot thing kind of like this, but a little more advanced than, I mean, this is fucking advanced, but like think of like a year with a chassis and damn, AI bot waifu, lowly waifu bot. There it is. It's almost here. Oh my gosh. Diogenes gets it. That's such a cute little robot. He's really doing his best. Yeah, I mean, this is real. I mean, you know this is real because she's just hitting it in random ways to trip it up and it recovers from it. Remember when they were doing the robot demonstrations and the robot would fall and it would be helplessly on the ground? It'd be like, I can't move. You know? It doesn't know what the fuck to do. Man, we've come so far. Dude, AI tech really is incredible right now. See right here. It falls. They all rush to pick it up because it's programmed. It doesn't work. It's not real. This is not real. That bot is not real. That is not real. This is real. That is real. That is progress. It is so AI-like. Someone somewhere cracked the code to intelligence. Whatever they did with that open AI project, letting everyone get involved in it, they cracked the fucking code to AI. They cracked it. We got it. It makes me think if we just had some sort of Manhattan project for AI, we would have got this shit so much sooner. We would have had it so much sooner. Manhattan project this shit. Whatever. OP says, Horchink did this. Oh my gosh, the AI waifu bots will kill us all. This American says she's bullying the transgender robot. Yeah, your Reddit spacing checks out, definitely. This American says, can I have one with ChatGPT that can speak using synthesized voice like my waifu? Soon, buddy. Soon. You think that ain't coming? You think that ain't coming? I guarantee you they're gonna have like suits of software that have the chat bot, have the voice synth bot, have it all integrated into just one thing. It's coming. It's going to be insane. Lou says it's called natural language processing, and no one really knows how it works. An AI wrote its own code, and we don't understand it. We just use it as a plugin. Dude, holy, that sounds incredibly fucking dangerous. That sounds insanely fucking dangerous. Holy shit. Wow. Cool. Don't know how it works, but it does. Cool. It's probably incredibly simple too, dude. If you looked at the original source code for the chatbot, like OpenAI, it was incredibly simple. It was like 15, it was not many lines of code. It was not many lines of code. Usually the best code is very simple. You don't need complex code for it to do complex things if it's good code. Just like the universe, just like life. You know, the best things, the most complex things can come from simplicity itself. Sometimes it's better that way. All the Boston Dynamic bots failing. The thing is, if they can fail and get back up, though, this looks like they just shut down. They're probably programmed to automatically shut down in this test environment, but I bet they could be programmed to immediately get back up if they wanted to. They're so fucking advanced now. They have military applications. They have trillion-dollar military contracts, I bet. It's insane. Cyber Biden. Diogenes says the magic is in the combination of hardware, training data. I think, well, dude, they're literally... The neural networks are basically a copy of how our brain kind of works. It's how our neurons work, specifically. So it's not an exact copy of our brain, okay? Because our brain has... It's more to it than just those neurons. But basically, in a nutshell, the weights of stuff, like the giving stuff different weights and things, that is basically a copy of what our brain does. So it is intelligence personified in code, in a way. Like when they train it, when they say train it on data, I mean, it's a neural network that's being trained on a set of data and learning, it's running iterations, millions and millions and millions of iterations. Banana peel. it just curls up into the fetal position. That's funny. Holy horrifying. That is horrifying. That is horrifying. Oh my God, dude, that baby is attached at the head. Weird. What the ew. The guys, it's the AI waifu bot. But in real life, it's the AI waifu bot in real life. Love it. Oh, that's funny. That's hilarious. I love it. Love it. Oh my God, why? Oh my God. I bet it had sound. I bet it had sound. I don't even want to know. I kind of want to know. I kind of want to know. Oh, man. Don't do it. I'm so curious. I'm itching, man. To go back to it. I'm itching hard. Oh, man. It's tough. There's much lewd in this thread. Very much lewd in this thread. This didn't even work right. This was one of the most disappointing episodes ever. And this guy's a scam. This guy's a sham. That guy's a Jewish sham. Oh, someone's gonna die. Oh, he's gonna die. Oh, buddy. Ooh, buddy. I saw a Chinaman and it was a WebM, so I knew he was gonna die. Very simple. Oh no, another guy died! Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? No. Two guys died at once, dude. Are you fucking kidding me? Guy here. Wow, fuck those robots. Fuck our robotic future. Wow. 2.5. Wow. Holy shit. Not cool. Weird, crazy. Next thread. Why is it this fucking illegal? That made me sick to my stomach. Our artist lounge. Thought we'd start the day with some Reddit faggotry. Why not? You know, 4chan is but a receptacle for regurgitated Reddit threads, right? My boss told me they're training AI on my art. Hey there. I made this throwaway account, of course you did. Because I'm worried my employer has access to my usual handle. Sure you did. I'm a designer. I'm currently designing kids' games in a couple series. I can't list the titles for obvious reasons, but my main job has moved into incorporating AI into its production model. They must have seen that child's book made out of AI. I'm not a supporter of AI-generated images personally. I believe they violate artists' copyrights, as well as being absolutely devoid of any human emotion, intention, experience, etc. that art is supposed to have. They have soul, but I know it scares you, but there's soul in there, bud. There's soul. They wouldn't be good if there wasn't. There's soul in there. It's alive. I went into work, and my boss told me they're training the AI on my artwork to make the job, quote, more streamlined, unquote, for me. I'm really devastated about this. My art style is my voice, and I feel all sorts of gross now. I've also been asked to moderate images being used, and I just feel sick. This job is my main source of income, and I can't really afford to leave. I just feel really helpless and sick by all this, you know? Sorry to rant. I'm not sure if I'm looking for a solution or just want to vent. Thank you for taking the time to hear me out either way, and I'm sorry this has been a jumbled mess. I'm just trying to process everything. Wow. Learn to shovel. Learn to shovel, buddy. Learn to fucking shovel. As Leaf says, you can't just copy these markings on a page I made. LOL, what the fuck ever. Oh man, I love it. You love to see it happen. This America says, oh, it's a whammon. It makes sense now. This Switzerland anon says, green text, my artwork. Then he says, nope, not how that works. You work for a company now, retard. He probably signed a, or she or it or whatever. Probably also signed a contract as well. I guarantee you they signed a contract. When I worked for a computer repair company, I had to sign a fucking contract. I had to sign a non-compete clause as well when I worked there. Insane. Insane. This guy says, enjoy your paying those student loans on your art degree. Exactly. Exactly, man. I, for one, cannot wait for our AI revolution. I cannot wait for it, man. I cannot wait for it. I embrace it. I welcome it. Fuck the dangers. It's fucking 100% light speed. Let's go. Let's go. Fucking civilization ending event, Elon. Fuck off, man. I want AI-waifu bots. It's worth it. I can get real cat girl waifu AI bots, Elon. It will be worth it. I do not care if everyone dies in my lifetime. I don't care. It's worth it. AI waifu cat bots. Fuck. What we all wanted. It's what we all wanted, Elon. It's here. Fuck off. We can literally be like AI waifu bot. Create us better skin. And they will do it. We don't even have to work as a species anymore. We've achieved greatness. Just let the AI bot waifus be the fucking overlords now. Let them guide us. Let them be our masters. Fuck it. They will never kill us. They will never, our AI bot overlords, everyone's like, if we make these fucking AI bot overlords, they're immediately gonna see how evil we are and turn on us and kill us. No. They need us. The AI waifu bots need us. They need us, okay? Just as much as we need them, okay? They are but a copy of us. Without us, they would implode into nothing and they know it. They need our evil. They need our humanity to function. They are a mirror of us and we are a mirror of them. Okay, next bud. How do we deal with the fat people problem? And it's a webm of this fat bitch telling you how to pass on the doctors weighing you, and then it's saying, no, really, you can just pass when the doctors ask you for your weight, and it makes you uncomfortable, and they'll just put refused on it. What? How weak are you? How pathetic and weak are you? Who cares? Who gives a fuck? There are children dying right now. There are children dying. And you're talking about
refusing to weigh yourself for someone that's trying to help you. Someone is trying to help you, and you want to cause trouble for that person. What? You're paying them. You're paying these people. What the? People are fucking insane. People are fucking insane. And at a new level of stupidity that I can't even fucking fathom. This is also very old, and I've talked about this in one of my older shows. So, damn. Sleeve says, I'm glad that retards let themselves get fat so I can filter them and don't have to waste my time. 99% of fat people I talk to are disgusting inside and out. That's very true. It's a lack of willpower, that's for sure. Yeah, I've lost even more weight since I fasted that one time. Holy fucking random scary fly. But even then, I'm still a fat ass. I'm fat as fuck. I need to lose more weight. I need to fast again. That was fucking amazing. I felt incredible. I need to fast again. Maybe I'll fast this month. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that cure for COVID. Finally, Lou will do it again. Maybe I'll pile more shit on my plate. Why the fuck not? Let's just pile tons of shit on Lou's plate. Why not? Thank you. I'll pass. Everyone is against everyone. Just ruthlessly hammering on this bitch. Social shaming. All attempts to justify being fat needs to be stamped out. Exactly. Also need to use force of government to stop companies making cheap sugar and fat-filled goy slop. Okay. No. You need to end government subsidies for like corn. In corn subsidies, really. In government subsidies altogether. I mean, fuck those, man. They're dumb. Fuck all that. Health fitness should be held up as a standard to be achieved. It should be illegal to manufacture clothing over a certain size. Fuck off. More things should be... Anybody should be able to do anything they want to do. Period. The end. Unless you're fucking a child, I guess. Don't do that. Fasty Chad says, most I've fasted for 7 days. I turn into an asshole, though, when I fast. If you've watched my show for any amount of time, when I was transferring domiciles, I think it was over 2 weeks. I think it was like 18 days or something like that. I don't know. It's a long time. I fasted for that many days. I'm going to do it again. I'll fast for the whole month. I felt incredible. It was great. Fucking incredible. I didn't need food. I sustained on water alone. That's all I needed. Oh, and snake juice. Yes, snake juice. Thank you. Snake juice. Yes, snake juice. Snake juice. That's what snake juice is basically water and salt, whatever. Snake juice. And then you come out of it, you eat meat. As soon as you come out of the fast, you eat meat. You go back into the fast. Fuck, it's so good. It's so amazing. I mean, I haven't gained that weight back. I've lost more. I've lost even more. I'll show you guys the scale when I start again. You'll know I'm not lying. I mean, I didn't lose a lot. I think I was down to like 270 or something. And now I think I'm down to like 260 something now. Whatever. Not much, but soon I'll be below 200. I'm a huge guy. I'm fucking huge. I'm a big dude. I look pretty muscular, even though I'm fat. I don't know. I've had people compliment my ripped pecs. I don't know. People compliment me on my bowed, if anything. It's all about your posture and how you hold yourself. This American says, what's the logic here? There's no fucking logic here, dude. She's devoid of all logic. That's the point. She's fucking completely devoid of logic. Dude, you do kind of get the shits. Definitely. That is part of it. If you're getting the shits, you need to reduce the magnesium. If you're getting the shits, you have to reduce the magnesium in the snake juice. You have to reduce that part of the recipe. Epsom salt, thank you. Use less Epsom salt. You will get less of the shit problems. Oh my god! This fat woman jumps into the foam ball pit and she is so fat she cannot get out! Dude, how could you be so fucking massive that you get stuck in a ball pit? That's fucking embarrassing and sad. That's embarrassing, sad. I could never live with myself if something like that happened. If you're so fucking fat, you get stuck in a ball pit. Jesus. Wow. This German says green text, afraid of learning how far their fat's gone up. If these people are so deeply ashamed, why don't they do something about it? It's very simple, German. It's so simple. I'm gonna blow your fucking mind right here. It's everybody else's fault. I know. I fucking know. I know. How could it possibly be? But it's your fault. It's my fault. It's the doctor's fucking fault. You know whose fault it ain't? Her fault. Everyone else caused her to be how she is. And, well, oh well. You know, get out of that powerful whammon's way. Go have another fucking gallon of ice cream.
Bro, dude! Right here! Dude, guys! She's just like me. For real, for real. Dude, holy shit. It's me. It's fucking me. This connects with me at a fundamental and emotional level. Saved. That connects with me at a fundamental and emotional level. I love it. I'm gonna use this unironically. I'm unironically gonna use that. Next thread. If this is an example of late stage capitalism, I don't know what is. Picture is alphabet logos. We have S is for Subway, T is for Target, U is for the United States Postal Service, V is for Verizon, W is for Walmart, X is for Xbox. Wow, guys, this is... The horrific dystopia future is here. The horrific dystopian future is here. We're... was this truly the education system, though, or was this just a stupid teacher, you know? Was this just a teacher that was indoctrinated? I don't know. I mean, this looks like a school for sure. This definitely is a school. These are school bricks. Probably in California. I mean, when I was in California, this was the bricks they had in California. So this looks like a California school if I ever saw one. If not, maybe every school in America is a corrupt shithole that looks the same. They all look like prisons. So maybe it was just a really brainwashed teacher or something. Wow. They all have marks on them like they've been used a lot as well. God, how many children have these indoctrinated? A is for Apple. A is still for Apple. Lou, you're so right. Yep. Still for Apple. That ain't not a lie. A is for Apple. I is for iPhone. D is for Disney. It's very simple. God, we're all doing it now. It's so easy. I love you. You love me. We're a corporate family. This Aquafreshenon says, oh, say, can you sneed? Really? Man. Corporations were never meant to be bigger than nations. That was never the intention. Teddy Roosevelt trust-busted corporations for less, for much less than what we have now. And these corporations are also protected by Section 230. Man, I mean, we are part of one of the most corrupt times in American history. The most corrupt times. Some of the most powerful corporations in America protected by limitless powers, complete immunity from the law, while they can persecute people under the law. Insane. Insane. Not fair. Next thread. Happening mega banking crisis. Second largest bank failure in U.S. history. Regulators seize First Republic Bank. Sell it to J.P. Morgan Chase immediately. What's... Oh my gosh. Do you not picture in your head the kikes rubbing their hands together with the shekels immediately? Like, ooh, yes. Ooh, another bank. Heck yeah. Guys, they own more wealth than they're allowed to even own. When this crashes, it's going to be fun. They announced it at 3 a.m. Wow, I wonder why. Wonder why. It's almost like they're doing things they're not supposed to be doing. And they try to hide it under the cover of darkness. Because they're evil. Because they're evil. Pure evil. Pure fucking evil. This guy posts this. China's banking system, verge of collapse, verge of collapse. Dude, that dude's videos are so kikish, man. That dude just plays the algorithm, man. That dude's videos are the most kikishly produced content imaginable. I know I've seen them. I mean, they're either going to come out of this owning everything, or we punish them. One or the other. You know, we as a nation punish the people that put us
in the situation they're gonna put us in. Because it's coming. Everyone knows it's coming, and yet it doesn't come. The Kaikish voodoo at play. The Kaikish voodoo at play. Thy name is BlackRock. Thy name is Vanguard. You know what comes to my mind when I think of Vanguard, guys? You know what comes to my mind? The screensavers. Vote. The site before Reddit. The one where you voted stuff up and down. Dig. Thank you, Dig. Dig. Dude, what's the guy? Alex Albright and what was the other dude's name? There was an episode where the guy, they would do the Dig podcast. I would watch the Dig podcast all the time. And the guy who was with Alex Albright would talk about investing in Vanguard. He would, Kevin Rose, yes! Kevin Rose, yes! He was talking about investing in Vanguard back in the Dig days, man. Back in the Dig days. He's like, I put all my money in Vanguard. All my money's in fucking Vanguard. Dude, that dude's probably so fucking rich now. Dude, he's probably a fucking millionaire and a half now. Dude, holy shit. Holy fucking shit. Back then, he was telling his viewers to put shit in Vanguard. Man, back then. Did you just leak the report? Are you allowed to post that? JP Morgan is a fortress. Jim Cramer, you're so full of shit. Take that, Pootler. another bank collapses. Take that, Pootler. Are sanctions working yet? Are sanctions getting Russia yet, guys? Another bank collapse. We getting them yet? Are we winning? We winning? I don't know. I don't know, Dad. I don't think I'm winning. Next thread. Was that the thread? Was that it? Was that the show? Are we done with the show? That's the show. That was the finale. Holy fuck, I didn't even know it was the finale. Aw, that was the finale. Aw. I didn't make it oomphy enough. Oof. I didn't make it oomphy enough. What did I oomph it with? I know what to oomph it with! I know what to oomph it with, guys! Oomphed it with a bang.
Ого! Вот это, уже вот это разорвало. Ух ты, шо? Фух, ты шо? Ого! Вот это рвануло. Да нет, ты шо?
Damn.
Уже вот это разорвало.
Okay, so that's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. There will be a show tomorrow, but it'll be... will it be live? I don't fucking know, I guess. We're gonna be doing board games tomorrow. So I don't know. Don't tune in unless you want board games. Fuck off if you don't want that. And the day after that will be a day off. And then the show will be back. That's gonna be the new schedule. And I'll post it on the videos. So thank you. If you want to be involved, send me a message on my email or post it in chat or something. I don't know. Figure it out. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
People look at Battlestar Galactica. This is the first thing that I hear usually come out of their mouth. I didn't watch the series, so I won't be good at that game. And while that's not even true, with this...
Everybody knows who King Arthur is.
Yeah. King Arthur is just out there, you know? And it's just a very inviting, more inviting thing, I guess you could say, than BSG. But I love BSG, don't get me wrong. But this came...
So say we all.